You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, dear friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today we have a beautiful hadith, a profound piece of wisdom from Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. He says, O Hisham, Hisham was one of his companions, beware of greed and rely on detachment from what others possess. This powerful statement touches on one of the biggest challenges in life, attachment to what others have and the dangers of greed. So let's explore this wisdom. Modern psychology confirms that greed and constant comparison leads to dissatisfaction, stress, and even anxiety. Whether it's you or your children, don't compare. Studies show that people who always compare themselves to others experience lower self-esteem and higher emotional distress. In contrast, those who practice contentment and gratitude tend to have better mental health and stronger relationships. Imagine two colleagues at work. One constantly envies promotions and salaries of others, leading to frustration. The other focuses on self-growth and finds peace. Who do you think is happier? The Quran repeatedly warns against excessive attachment to material wealth, and do not extend your eyes towards that by which we have given enjoyment to some others. For it is the splendor of worldly life by which we test them, and the provision of your Lord is better and more lasting. This verse reminds us that true fulfillment comes from what Allah provides rather than from envying what others have. So why greed is dangerous? Why is it dangerous? It weakens relationships. When we constantly desire what others have, we fail to appreciate the blessings in our own lives, and we wouldn't like them to be successful. And it destroys inner peace. Greed creates restlessness. We are never satisfied and always want more. And it leads to ethical compromises. Some people in pursuit of wealth engage in dishonesty or harm others. Imagine a businessman who is never satisfied with his earnings. He may engage in unethical practices, harming both his reputation and inner peace, and also the people. So, practice gratitude. Focus on what you already have, rather than what you lack. Detach from materialism. Avoid excessive comparison. Social media often distorts reality. And trust in God's plan. Understand that everyone's blessings are different, and Allah provides what is best for you. So, true richness is not in wealth, but in contentment. Until next time, cultivate gratitude, avoid comparisons, and live with inner peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد.